My name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of love. Today, we hear from Roger Bodo.
Dear followers of the way, that is what Christianity was called at the start, and which manifests the word for the second week of Advent, love. What do we mean by love? What does God mean by love? Often we think of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In other verses of the Bible, love is called the greatest of gifts. We see it in the acts of forgiveness, in creating community, in offering care for others. It's shared in communion, and it builds friends from foes. The apostles early on talked about it a lot. God's love in all its mystery first came to me some years ago. It was during a tough spot in my life, when I found myself picking up my grandmother's old Lutheran Bible. Flipping through the well-worn pages, I happened upon Proverbs 8. Scripture has a way of finding itself to you. Anyways, it was right then and there I could read more clearly who God was. It said that love was present from the very beginning of creation, and that we, along with all creation, are the product of God's love. In Proverbs, the word wisdom can be read synonymously with Jesus and perhaps too with us. Proverbs 22-31. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up as the first before the beginning of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, playing before him always. Playing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. That told me from the very beginning God wasn't our enemy, but loved us as children. So we are all creation, sprang forth from love, and we are loved, a delight before God. As I look around me, I see that I live in a world saturated with love and intentionality of an ever-present God, and that we are not alone. I think often, pray often, with thanksgiving for the people that God has placed in my life, especially the people who guided me and helped me along the way. Through their care and actions, they were the presence of God in my life. In 1 John 3:18, John says, "Dear little children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." To me, to love is to commit to act. In today's world, God, through God's Spirit, the same Spirit of the Holy Trinity, reaches out to enfold us in love, that we may receive the love of God that was given to us at the very beginning of creation, and to share that love with one another, and act so that all may belong. In love, we are invited in. Does this mean we are worthy? Worthy indeed. In all our imperfection, God loves us so much. It reads in Romans 3:23-24 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God's love fills the gap and reminds us at every Christmas that's the case. In thanks and by generous permission of the Center for Action and Contemplation, I would like to share this recent prayer from Friar Richard Rohr on unity and love and caring.
God, Lord of all creation, lover of life and of everything. Please help us to love in our very small way what you love infinitely and everywhere. We thank you that we can offer just this one prayer, and that will be more than enough. Because in reality, everything and everyone is connected, and nothing stands alone. To pray for one part is really to pray for the whole. And so we do. Help us each day to stand for love, for healing, for the good, for the diverse unity of the body of Christ and all creation. Because we know this is what you desire. As Jesus prayed, that all may be one. We offer our prayer together with all of the holy names of God. We offer our prayer together with Christ our Lord. Amen.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of love. Until then, God be with you.